Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. We are lucky to have with us on the Women's Forum today a young woman farmer, Ruramiso Mashumba, who after attending college in the United Kingdom decided to relocate back to Zimbabwe and take up a career in farming. Ms. Mashumba will take us through the journey that got her to be a woman farmer in Zimbabwe, where she is farming horticultural products in Marondera. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Ms. Mashumba.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, really, I think it's just the fact that my father bought a farm when I was in high school, so that was sort of just like an incentive to farm. And because of the school I went to, agriculture was a big thing. So I guess just learning and seeing all the different types of farming that's out there really just inspired me to farm.
A lot of women would have chosen other careers. What got you to be so interested? Like you say, you grew up on a farm, or your father had a farm. Do you think this influences what a child becomes later on in life?
Well, I think what you're exposed to really affects sometimes the decisions that you make in life. Because if you live on a farm, I guess it's the thing, you know what farming is about. Unlike if you live somewhere else and you've never been on a farm and you don't really know what it is all about, might not make the decision. So I think my decision was because I didn't really grow up on a farm, but my father bought a farm when I was like 14 years, and we used to go to the farm.
What's your educational background like?
Well, first I did a diploma in agriculture when I was 17, and then after that I did a bachelor's degree in agriculture and business management. So I've always been in the agriculture field. I did my degree in England at Hartbury College, which is part of the University of West England.
So what made you decide to go back to Zimbabwe and start farming?
Well, the thing is that when I was in England, I used to work. I did a work placement on a farm, and I've always wanted to go back to my country. And I think that's just the love of my own country really just what made me want to go back and farm, because I've always wanted to farm. I've always had a passion for it, just a passion for the country, going back to the sun and everything. And I just really wanted to go back.
When did you go back to Zimbabwe?
I went back in like end of 2010, Zimbabwe, and then I started farming about like a year and a half later.
And what kind of crops are you farming?
Well, right now I'm like more into the horticulture crops. So like I've done different types of vegetables. I've done cabbages. And this is just for the local market. But for export, I've done peas. And I'm just looking into other crops that I can do for export. Maybe fine beans, peppers, chilies, those sort of things. So right now, in terms of crops, I'm really into the horticulture crops, which is the crops that people need every day. So there's a really demand for them.
And also, do you get the kind of assistance that you need as a woman? Are you on the same level as other young farmers who are men in the country?
I think, like, you know, as a woman, it's a bit challenging in terms that people will look at you and then they'll just think that you're not serious. Because, like, even when I went to get my contract, I think a few people actually resisted me. I remember when they came to take my land, they were like so surprised at just the amount of progress I'd done. So I think they just thought that a woman wouldn't be able to do it. So I think like sometimes as a woman it can be a little bit challenging because people will not value your word as much, and when you go to look for contracts and stuff like that, they might not think that you're as serious as a man. I think that's just society. I do work with other women because I'm like part of this Zimbabwe farm. There I get to network with other women and other young farmers, and we are just out there to just inspire other young women farmers to farm. Unfortunately, there is very few young women farming at the moment, but then hopefully that will change.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Ms. Ruramiso Mashumba, a young woman farmer based in Marondera, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you very much.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.